Hello, and welcome to the 24th episode of Only Foreign Films. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Patrick.
And we are joined by our special guest, John.
Hello, I'm John.
What's your last name, John?
Yeah, what is it?
John Kemmerer.
Kemmerer.
Kemmerer. Kemmerer.
All right. For the audiences at home,
yep.
Spell along. We're happy to have you here, John.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Tell us what brings you here and what got you started in film.
Ooh, well.
It's a road that led you to this podcast, and that's it.
I just like movies. I just have always wanted to make movies, I think. I think ever since I was a little kid, I was like, I would like steal my mom's camera and like make movies with like my stuffed animals. So, yeah, I just.
You have siblings, right?
Yeah, I have half siblings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Growing up, like when you were doing that, did you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister okay. who is 7 years older than me.
Okay.
So, I don't really have any siblings that are close to my age.
I could name you like an honorary only child.
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of like...
Why are you obsessed with this?
Because it after sounded Zach. Like something I would do. Zach and I, our last week's guest, Zach Rutschkin, we bonded mm-hmm. over the fact that I didn't know he was an only child. And he also did weird stuff.
I'm kind of an only child, but kind of have four siblings. It's weird. Yeah.
But you have friends, right? Okay, then you can be an honorary only child, because that's my answer, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we talked about this in the intro. Were there any, like, movies or anything in particular that was like, whoa, I want to do that?
Like, as a kid?
Yeah, or whenever.
Probably, like, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. Whoa. Like, those are, I mean, my phone case.
Is actually Spider-Man. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I was like, hey, interesting. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, wait. No. Yeah, so just superhero movies. So, like, when the Marvel stuff started... I mean, obviously, that was a big...
Have you seen all of the Marvel movies so far?
Yep.
That's crazy.
And how many times did you see Endgame in theaters? Because I remember it was a lot.
I saw it 3 times opening weekend, and then when it re-released, I saw it again.
Which day of... Did opening weekend count Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or...
I saw it Thursday night, Friday night, and then Sunday.
Okay. So you took... Saturday was your Saturday.
Or maybe I saw it Saturday.
It's your day of rest.
I saw it with some friends... from Towson, and then some friends from like high school, and then with my dad and his friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So you love superhero movies.
Yeah.
And then at one point you're like, I want to make them. Do you want to make superhero movies?
I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But you wouldn't say no.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
Okay. Like if Bob Iger was listening right now.
Yeah. Would... Is he listening to this?
He might. I can send it to him. And by send it to him, I mean post the internet with the odds that Bob Iger might listen to it.
Okay, well, yeah. Bob, if you're listening, I need a job.
I am, okay.
Oh, thanks.
That was him.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
So, is he on?
No.
No.
He's rich, though, so, like, his computer can talk to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the future. Cool. Well, we always do a segment where we talk about movies we've seen recently. Have you seen anything recently?
Recently... The most recent thing I've seen was Birds of Prey, probably. Nice. But I've also been...
That's a superhero movie.
It is.
What did you think of that?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I liked Ewan McGregor as a bad guy.
Yeah.
He was, like, he was so brutal, and it was great. And Margot Robbie is amazing as Harley Quinn.
Has her performance changed since Suicide Squad, or is it just kind of the same thing?
I don't really remember Suicide Squad that much. I watched it and then erased it from my memory.
Saw that like opening weekend.
Yeah, haven't watched it again. So, I don't remember. I remember her being good in Suicide Squad.
Is she good in this?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess.
Did you see Birds of Prey, Amanda?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Me neither.
Yeah. So
it's on my list.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
The Oscars were this weekend.
You are always one step ahead. Always. What did you think?
I was happy. I was pretty happy.
I was pretty happy because we'd done an episode already on the Best Picture winner, so it was real easy to like.
Yeah.
Just hit share. You didn't have to record anything.
Well, nice. Yeah. I was happy that Parasite won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
It was so like cool just seeing the director. I don't want to butcher his name. But
Bong Joon-ho.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like the gif of him like looking at the Oscar. Like it was just so...
I love the pictures of him making them kiss. Yeah. Like that's what everyone would do if they got more than one Oscar.
Yes, definitely.
Every time he won one, he would talk about how he much you wanted to go drink and party.
Yeah, it was great. It was I would drink getting, till like, morning.
It
was
like, every time it got crazier, I'm like, man, that guy's just going to die. he's done
for. Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. It was,
he does, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic movie.
Fantastic.
Even as outspoken as I was about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I knew it probably wouldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care because Parasite deserves to be seen. And the amount of people who I know who like don't like coworkers or stuff who don't watch movies who are like, man, I gotta watch Parasite now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I wasn't gonna watch it because of like subtitles or whatever, but it must be good. I was like, yeah. You should have watched it anyway. But
exactly,
yeah.
When I saw Parasite, I saw it on like a random Tuesday, like a couple weeks ago, when like it was our because it came out. When did it come out in theaters?
It was like
October.
Yeah, October.
Yeah, so I guess they were like re-releasing them.
Yeah.
For the Oscars, and so. I went on like a Tuesday afternoon and I was the only one in the theater.
Aww.
And it was great, honestly.
It was
just like having the whole theater myself, it made it so much better.
I don't want to talk about that. We have a whole other episode, but I don't want to talk about, there's some twists and turns and stuff like that. Did you know anything going in?
No, I didn't look up anything. I didn't watch any trailers. I just went in.
I had heard that, I think it was like a tweet or something that he took like the best two or three shots from every actor and like stitched them together, so like every frame, every scene in that show, in that movie, is like perfectly what everything that he wants, like every perfect reaction, every perfect like delivery.
Wow.
Is insane, the control that he had over it. I mean, it shows. It's a beautiful movie.
It is.
He really deserved to win everything that he did.
Yes.
I can't imagine the pressure for your next movie after something like that.
I know, right?
Like, holy crap, how do you follow up?
I don't know. Yeah,
especially a movie like that, even if it hadn't won anything, like that movie is just so mind-boggling. Just
quit while you're ahead.
No, please don't. If you're listening, if Bob Iger and Bong Joon-ho are listening to this podcast,
they're big fans, I bet.
Number one,
yeah,
give John a superhero movie. Number two, don't quit.
Yeah, don't quit.
You're ahead, but like,
I was just joking, don't.
Sky's fault.
I also heard that his translator is also writing a screenplay.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd seen. I think in the Golden Globes they like asked some question about like upcoming filmmakers, and he just like pointed at their talk, which is so cool.
That's great.
I'm excited for that. Imagine having that. That's a great way to start a career.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Being a translator, amazing. And then just like you're already on the Oscar stage.
Yeah, there you are. You might as well promote your movie. Do a log line. Do your pitch right there to everyone. They'd probably love it.
Lots of people that in the audience that can
make
help
movies.
Out. So
it can help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, like, Scorsese's just like holding the C stand.
Exactly.
Out, you know. Yeah.
Tom Hanks has boom pole.
He's just happy to be there. Yeah. They're all PAs.
Yeah.
Just every name in the credits is someone really famous.
That'd be cool. I'd watch it.
Any of you, Amanda, did you see anything?
I did. I finished Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
another continuation from last week.
Yeah. Because I hadn't finished it last week. But I restarted it, and holy shit. I loved it, honestly. Like, when I was telling you guys this the other day, I had said that I was supposed to be eating while I was watching this movie, and I don't think my food got cold. I didn't really touch any of it, because I was just sitting there with my mouth open, like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, and just, like you were saying, the anxiety of it is insane. And comparing it to Uncut Gems, like, makes total sense.
It's weirdly appropriate. Have you seen Mother, Darren Aronofsky's?
I have not.
Oh, man. Don't look up anything about
it. Yeah, don't look up. Because Patrick did kind of not spoil it, but, like, told me what it was based on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I would have still, like, if I would have caught up.
I feel like it's pretty obvious because I didn't know, and I just like got to the end of the movie. I was like, "Oh shit, that's blank." But a lot of people didn't realize it. Mm.
Okay,
it's based off something, and once you like know what it's based off, it's like, "Oh, I see."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll watch it eventually.
Wasn't that explanation worth a while?
No, but I really liked it.
Oh man, I want to talk about more. I want to ask you questions, but I don't want to. I don't want you to know anything. I think that's a perfect movie, much like Uncut Gems, to just go in totally blind. And Parasite. Mm. Any movie.
I have not seen Uncut Gems yet either.
Really?
Me and Tyler Jennings were going to go see it.
Oh, he was supposed to be on tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm just Tyler's backup?
No. Okay. You were just... he was just higher up on the list.
Yeah.
Higher on the list than you.
Well, we were going to see Uncut Gems, but then we saw The Gentleman instead.
How was that?
I thought... Tyler liked it a lot more than I did.
Okay.
But I thought the first like 45 minutes were really confusing, and I was not
That's
having fun.
That's a bad part of a movie to be confusing.
Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on. Oh. And then once I like started understanding what was going on, I was like, okay, I'm here for this.
Is it funny, or is it like action heavy, or is it doing both? Is it doing either successfully, I guess is a better question.
I'd say both are kind of successful. Like, okay. It was like a mediocre movie for me.
Okay, that's...
Ask Tyler what he thought.
I will.
Because he liked it more than I did. And after I saw it, I kind of forgot everything. Because
I don't know what the plot is about. I know who's in the movie. I've seen the trailer a bunch of times.
It's like Matthew McConaughey has a weed farm. That's like a weed business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it either.
I knew weed was involved, but I couldn't have told you how or why.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mediocre.
Right. Are you a guy, like, what do you think about Guy Ritchie? Because I feel like he's one of those directors that if you just don't like his style, you don't like any of his movies.
I'm trying to think. All right, so the Guy Ritchie films I've seen.
He did.
I've seen
Sherlock Holmes.
Seen the first Sherlock Holmes, and I only saw it once, but I remember liking it, I think. But, I mean, I saw it when it came out.
So. Those have parts that are so dated, and, like, the slow-mo stuff, I think, is kind of, like, Cheap Trick now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's parts that are so bad and over the top, but I kind of enjoy them. I hated King Arthur. Legend
I never saw that.
Okay.
I saw Aladdin.
He did do Aladdin. I didn't see that, though.
I thought it was okay for what it was.
Yeah, a live-action Aladdin remake. Start with Will Smith as a genie.
Well, I thought Will Smith was actually, like, the best part.
Interesting.
Yeah, I really liked Will Smith
as
the genie.
Some people I know did say that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good compared to the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, before they
fixed the CGI. When it first came out, like, the trailers, I was like, ooh.
CJ was not done then.
No.
But I think it just wasn't ready. It wasn't, like, a Sonic situation, which comes out this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Take your date movie. To see Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I'll probably see that next week.
You're going to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I mean, the mad rush to see it on Friday night.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Gentleman was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay. Any other ones for you?
I
started a movie and didn't finish it, so I don't feel like I can talk about it.
Yeah, I felt weird talking about it last week. I watched this movie because I saw that it was expiring on Hulu, and I actually went to go look for it, and it did expire. It's not there anymore. Oh. But it's It Happened in L.A., which I never heard of before. And, like, it was a fine movie. Like, it was just about – it's kind of just about relationships. Like, this one couple that's been together for 5 years and then one of their friends, and then the people who have been together for 5 years end up breaking up, and then they, like, go through a bunch of shit, and then they end up coming back together or whatever. But it's just, like, a fun little movie that was, like, I just had on. And, like, it's not, like, top 10 movie, but...
Sounds like the bargain bin version of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. It happened in L.A.
But, I don't know. It was nice. It was fine.
It's got, like, an interesting cast. I just looked it up. It's got Norma Tacone, who's, like, one-third of The Lonely Island.
Oh. Okay.
If I show you here, I'll flip the computer around. He's that one.
Okay. Yeah.
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 He's in a lot of the videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I don't recognize anyone else. Literally not. I kind of recognize this guy, James Ranchone. What is he in? This is really exciting. No. Oh, okay. He was in It Chapter 2.
What? Who was he?
I don't know who he is, but this is not exciting for
podcasts. Oh, he was like older Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I liked him in that.
Yeah.
For podcast listeners, Google It Happened in L.A. and then scroll down to cast and hit view 10 more and then, like, look at all these people that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know the director. It looks like it's one of those other movies she did. So would you recommend it? Well, it's got a 69% of Rotten Tomatoes, so, like, how bad could it be?
It's, like, I don't know. Like, I think it looks nice. I think the acting is good. And I like the pacing of it because it, like, all the story beats go directly with each other, even though they're, like, little vignettes, kind of, I feel. Like, if they're talking about one thing, then the next scene probably pertains to exactly what they're talking about, and it solves the problem, then it creates another problem. Like, it's a very, like, I like it in that way. And it looks really nice, too. And I even though I don't really know most of the cast... I think they all have a really great performance.
That's cool.
So I would recommend it I would recommend it, but it's not on Hulu anymore, so I don't know where you can find it.
Look for it if it comes back.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a special guest segment? This is something I've been thinking about.
A special guest?
Alex, do you want to say whether or not the Uncut Gems Q&A was worth it?
On mic?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
We have a special in-studio guest. You're big. Alex Helms, returning guest.
Wow. We're sitting in the same chair now.
Yeah. You are way larger than...
Yes, I am.
So Uncut Gems didn't leave theaters, but now, as of what, last week, has like a bonus Q&A with the Safdie brothers,
yeah,
Adam Sandler, and Jason Bateman?
Yeah, and also this TV comedy writer named Megan Amron. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She like writes for the Good Place and stuff, but she doesn't play herself in it. It's very bizarre.
Why are her and Jason Bateman in... Oh, wait. Who is she? She's not herself?
No. I have a... I don't even... I can't tell if it was scripted at all or if it was real when they're... I couldn't tell if it was scripted and then during the question parts, it was, you know, gentlemen Q&A. Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of the facade was scripted because the premise of it is that Adam Sandler is walking in to a Q&A that he didn't know was a Q&A because they're hitting cameras.
Oh.
And like the idea is like he keeps refusing to do Q&As. So the only way that they could do it is if they put hidden cameras around a diner. And then so like the waitress starts asking them at the diner some questions about the movie because she's a fan.
I see.
It's not a real person. It's a writer. It's a writer. And then Jason Bateman is also at the diner, so he starts asking them questions.
Sounds like the most Safdie brothers thing ever. Is it good? Is it worth it?
It's worth it to go see Uncut Gems before it leaves theaters. And I think the Q&A is very funny. It looks nice. The cast is good.
The cast in the Q&A is good. Does it tell you any, like, did you learn things from the Q&A? Like,
if you haven't, there are things that I learned in the Q&A that I hadn't heard before, but I think if you've like kept up with the press tour or you've read articles, you're going to hear stuff that you have heard before, but there's specific details that I thought was really interesting, that I didn't know about, like in terms of casting and, just seeing Adam Sandler's reaction when it seems like he doesn't know that he's on camera. Like, if that's real, okay, that's interesting.
Huh. Now I have to do research on the 30-minute... It's like 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
A former guest of the podcast, Aaron Wood, is also here. There. And she didn't... I don't think she knew that she was going into a Q&A.
Do you want to chime in, Aaron, at all?
It was really good.
Okay. Wow, there's so many people. I'm not putting you on the title, but I'll put you on the Discord.
Thank you very much.
That was great. Little snaps for the guest segment. Go see Uncut Gems again. Mm-hmm. Even if you're like me and have already seen it twice, I'd probably see it again.
I want to see it again.
I might take...
I need to see it, so...
So go.
I will.
Are you anywhere close to Hunt Valley? There's a Regal there.
I mean...
Wait, is it there?
I'm sure it's there.
45 minutes.
Regal has everything.
I've been looking, and I don't think it is.
Oh, damn. We'll find a place. Anyway, back to the regular show. We've taken our little detour. Has anyone else seen... So, the movie I started, I'll hold myself to watching it this week. I keep falling asleep watching it, and it's not the movie. It's like the only free time I've had this week and last week, and according to my letterbox, in the last 3 weeks has been like late at night. After I get home, because I'm on campus for like 10 hours a day, and I'll come home and I'll be like, great, like it's my relax time, I've got all my work done or whatever, and then either I'll get a bunch of emails or something like that I have to fix. But the last two nights I've been trying to watch The Parallax View, which is this actually really interesting kind of like political conspiracy movie starring Warren Beatty.
Okay.
It's directed by the same director that did All the President's Men. So, like the best political conspiracy thriller movie. But Warren Beatty plays this reporter who starts investigating the assassination of a senator. And then he just starts discovering like this political conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting.
What's it called?
The Parallax View. It was on HBO. And every time there's a movie like pre-1995 on HBO, I'm like, I've either heard of it or if I haven't heard of it, which I knew the name, but I didn't know anything about. Like, I'd heard the title before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's probably good. Like, that's how I saw The Manchurian Candidate. Mm. I'd heard the name. It was on HBO. I'm like, damn, it's probably good if they're getting it, because they don't get anything before the 90s. So, you know, maybe this week. I'm halfway through. I'm almost exactly halfway through. Fell asleep last night during it. Nice. I was really tired, and maybe I'll finish it this time. Not quite a mother scenario, but who knows? It might get crazy at the end. It's also shot anamorphic, and it looks amazing. Hmm. It's really cool.
Cool.
Love it. Seen anything else?
I just, before coming here, I just finished the series finale of The Good Place. I don't know if you guys have watched that.
No. You know what? One of the writers is in, like, the Q&A for...
Yeah, that's what reminded me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
fun fact.
Yeah, but I liked it. It's
3 seasons?
4 seasons.
4 seasons, okay. Yep.
And they decided that this was going to be the end, which is, like, good, so they don't, like, you know, keep it going. But
yeah, that's good.
Especially for a sitcom. It's not really a sitcom. It's a single camera thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
I had a friend who introduced me to Community, one of my friends back home, who actually listens to this, recommend it to me.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's really good.
Like, Community, it's like a similar style.
And it's by the guy who made The Office and Parks and Rec.
I didn't know that.
And if you've seen The Office, it's... Dwight's cousin Moe's, like, the guy who plays Moe's, is the mastermind behind all these great shows.
Wow.
Michael whatever.
Yeah, he is.
That's crazy. Good old Moe's.
Yeah, Moe's is way more, like, successful, the dumbest than the character in farm. Yeah.
Literally the dumbest character.
Yes. And I mean, he's, like, the mastermind behind all these great shows.
That's cool. And the finale was good too.
It was good.
What show also? Oh, BoJack ended.
Yeah.
People have been saying how good the finale for that was.
I need to catch up because I watched, like, the first 2 seasons when they first came out, and then.
I need to catch up too. I watched the pilot.
I need to start.
You only watched the pilot?
Yeah, I watched one episode, yeah.
I binged it like 1 week.
I enjoyed it. It was just like, I don't know. I was in the mood for a new show then. And now I'm only in the mood for like 30 minute shows because that's all I have the time for. So I'm like, oh.
The Good Place is nice and quick. It's a good binge show.
Oh,
like, my dad watches it, and he watches it like week to week, and he's been telling me, like, oh, you gotta watch this, and, like, I'll try to watch. I, like, at the beginning of the season, I tried to watch it week to week, and I just couldn't because it was like 20 minutes, and, like, each episode ends on such a good cliffhanger that I just needed to, like, be able to watch like 3.
That's why, as much as, like, when shows like Lost that always had a cliffhanger, where, like, the culture around them was so cool, and to, like, watch it week to week and, like, theorize. I'm so glad I waited until it was, like, all out on streaming.
Yeah,
because I would have just—it would have been torture for like 7 years.
Yeah,
every week, and, like, what's gonna happen? And then no wonder people were disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't that disappointed because I watched it in like over the summer.
Yeah, when I, like, watched it on Netflix, I was like,
yeah, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah,
cool. But I didn't really lose like 7 years of investment.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
lost it like a month and a half.
That's kind of how
it is. A benefit about streaming.
Yeah. It's kind of how I am with Walking Dead. Like, I'm like 10 years in. Like, I feel like I gotta finish it.
Oh, I watched like 4 episodes and I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
I can see where this is going and it's not a
diversion. I was a huge fan when it, like, first came out.
Interesting.
And, like, I mean, that was like middle school though. So now I'm just like, I'm in it.
Yeah.
I
feel stupid to stop 10 now.
Years into the show. I feel like I need to finish it.
Is it still going?
Yep.
It's really? Almost
season 10.
Is it ending or are they doing?
No, they haven't announced.
They're doing a spinoff of a character that died, right?
The third show.
Oh my god.
Which I don't even remember what it's called, but the third show is like coming out at the end of the season.
That's stupid. But people don't even.
And like they're making a Rick movie because, I mean, spoiler alert, he kind of died but didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
That's this is
so like Rick's not on the show. It's.
So weird. Yeah, that started around the time that like Mad Men
and Breaking
Bad.
Like AMC was like doing good, but
And now they just got Walking Dead.
Now they're just milking that.
Wow. Milking that zombie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you like into graphic novels, comic books?
I used to read The Walking Dead.
Okay.
But what have I feel like I read
superheroes.
Yeah, I feel like I started reading like over the summer, I started reading like all the Spider-Man comics from the beginning.
Wow!
And then didn't get through them.
Oh.
But I mean,
they're fun.
They are. It's crazy.
I love comics. I just don't really read them religiously.
Yeah,
I love the old ones.
Yeah, exactly.
If I read something new, it's not a comic like a series. It's like a graphic novel, and it's usually like one-off.
Yeah.
Stuff, not.
That's cool. I want to read The Boys. because I watched that the show.
Yeah,
and I want to read that.
Finish that show too. That's pretty good.
It's good. I like
finish
it.
Finish that. Did you read Scott Pilgrim?
I think I read parts of it, but okay. I don't think I.
We talked about that on Khalid's episode. I watched it.
I listened to that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you already heard the graphic novel discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, then we can skip it then. Perfect. Are we ready to dive in?
Oh yes.
I think we are.
Rocket Man.
Rocket.
Now an Oscar winner.
Yes.
For best original song.
Yes.
Think I'm gonna love me again.
I'm gonna love me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. And yep. That it's only played over the credits, right?
Yep.
Okay, because the whole song or the whole movie, I was like, when's that Oscar winning song gonna play?
Just on the credits.
Mm-hmm. And then it plays. I'm like, I mean, it's cool because that's Elton John and Taron.
Taron, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But when he performed on the Oscar, I was hoping like Taron would like come out, but he didn't.
He was probably there, right?
I think he was.
I don't know. I thought so.
I was looking for him.
They invite all the A-lists for the movies that they're in, though.
I was kind of upset he wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he should.
I mean, I don't know who I would have taken out.
I was going to say, like, musical biopics in general don't, but Rami Malek
literally
won last year.
And he wasn't even singing.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Oh, I do have a note. So I have notes about that, and we could dive right in since we started talking about Dexter Fletcher, director of this movie, is the guy who, quote-unquote, fixed Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
And so when I heard that Dexter Fletcher was almost immediately making another musical biopic with Elton John, I was like, fuck. And then it comes out, and people are like, it's great. And I remember the trailers played for a while, and I was like, these look interesting.
Yeah.
Where Bohemian Rhapsody did not interest me.
Mm-mm.
And then it turns out Dexter Fletcher was the best part. Yeah. I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody. And then Bryan Singer, big surprise, sucks.
Yes, big surprise there.
Both in life and also in movies, apparently.
But like, I think all right, so right now I'm in a big Elton John phase. And like, I mean, all I listen to is Elton John right now.
Wow.
But maybe not all I listen to, but a lot that I listen to. But like the year before, it was like all Queen, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, but I think
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, yeah. So but just even before that, I was like I like that genre of music.
Okay. If Dexter Fletcher did like a Nickelback biopic, would you start listening to Nickelback?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever he makes a movie about, he just sold on. I just looked him up. He is slated to be the director of Sherlock Holmes 3.
Really?
Take over from Guy Ritchie.
Really?
Oh, wait. No, this is the Benedict Cumberbatch. That's very confusing. You can't. Wait, no. This picture is Robert Downey Jr., Henry Cavill and Benedict Cumberbatch in the same picture. Look how confusing this is. I was like, oh, it's Sherlock Holmes 3. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's...
Is Henry Cavill in a Sherlock Holmes?
No. I don't...
Okay, weird.
I don't know.
All right, well...
This kind of seems weird. I mean, it's 2021, it says, if that's even accurate at all. That's just confusing.
That is confusing.
But anyway, it might be him, which also ties into our Guy Ritchie talk.
Yeah, exactly.
I've not seen a single one of his other movies. I didn't see
Eddie the Eagle. I didn't see that either.
And then he's tied to Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, which is a Guy Ritchie movie. But I don't know how he's tied to it. Maybe he like produced it. I don't know.
Oh, I think I was reading something that he acted in that or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would not have.
With the dad from Rocket Man.
Oh, he has a lot of acting credits. The dad from Rocket Man is like the most familiar
looking guy.
Yeah,
what is he from?
I don't know.
I can look it up while you guys talk.
I don't know. But I hated him. But my one note is about the dad.
Oh,
you
really?
Hated the actor?
Can you read
your character?
I hated the character. I mean, because he's obviously the worst.
Yeah.
But
when I first saw it, I didn't really like the grandma that much.
Why?
But
she's so nice. Sweet.
Because I don't know. But watching it this morning, I was like, why did I not like
her? She's like the one supportive character.
I know. I don't know. I think I didn't like her. I also just didn't like the second song when they all sing together.
Oh, the I Want Love.
Yeah. Song. For some reason, I was just like not a fan of that. But then I watched it this morning and I was like, why did I don't understand why I didn't like this.
Yeah.
Like it's a fine song. Like, it's not my favorite, but it's fine.
I like in the movie for a couple of songs, they changed the lyrics to like fit the thing. And, like, I think that's interesting.
Like that.
I think it's interesting. I don't like
more because I was like humming along to the song and then be like,
"Yeah,
wait, have I been lied to this whole time?"
Yeah.
And then I'd look up the actual song lyrics. I'm like,
"No,
nah."
I think they only do it twice. And those are the only two times I know this. I think, and it was during "I Want Love," And then Rocket Man.
Yeah. Mm. That was the one.
Instead of like, I miss my wife, it's I miss my life, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
But
they also break up Rocket Man, which yeah. I liked, but I was.
Yeah.
It was an interesting choice.
It was. And like, it starts with like the little kid singing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, but I liked all the underwater instruments. That was really cool. I wonder, I want to look up if they just threw like a digital thing or if they did something.
They filmed it in like. Well, they filmed it like underwater in the tank.
But like the recording of this.
Okay, music. I know. What you mean.
I don't know. I figured there was underwater.
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about like if. <Never mind. laughs> Cut that part out.
No, I will not. No, I don't know. You can. I can never tell if I got anything on or not. We were talking about there's something about Dexter Fletcher connected to the Oscars song Bohemian Rhapsody.
I said that I wish Taron was nominated.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, yeah. Rami Malek won. I don't know who I would have taken out, but...
Wasn't one of them nominated for, like, the two popes? Wasn't Jonathan Pryce?
Yeah, and I didn't see that movie, so I guess that's what I would take
Jonathan
out.
Price.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jonathan Pryce.
He's a big fan, too.
He's also him. Him, Bob Iger, and who is the other person? Fuck. It was someone that saw that. Well, I've already forgotten.
Yikes.
The three of them, they get together.
Yeah.
Smoke some cigars. Every week. The Off podcast. Yeah. It's weird. It's Monday morning when they are supposed to drop, so it's kind of weird that they're like sitting.
Yeah. They're just always together.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know where that joke is going. So what was your... Did you go into the movie being like, hell yeah, Rocket Man, I'm going to love this.
I went into the movie and I was just like, I like some Elton John songs. I'm going to just watch it and like... Once like Taron Egerton came on, that's when I was like, all right, I'm like really into this. Like,
he's dope.
Yeah, like the Saturday night, it's all right for fighting scene at the carnival. Like, that's when I was like, all right, I'm.
That transition when they do it is amazing. Like, when he goes through the fence and that whole, I love that. I wrote a big note about that.
There is.
The fake one shot,
That is. So that fake one shot is. Like, it's longer. Like, there's a extended cut of it.
Whoa.
Really?
And, like, that is actually, like, a more traditional, like, long shot. Like, because you can see, the cuts in the, it, like, long shot, cut.
Yeah.
But, like, they actually, you should watch it. It's, like, one long take.
And they just, like, shorten a long take?
Yeah, they, like, cut it up.
Why?
I don't know.
I would have loved to see
that. I'm so upset, too. Like, they do change part of the song.
Oh.
Like, it gets, like, slower at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe but, like that.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Huh. That's a weird choice.
Yeah.
But they do, there's that scene later on. I can't remember what song, but it's, like, when he's, like, really big, and it's that shot that just sort of is, like, Dolly's left to right and follows him and the, like, producer. I can't remember
his name. The Richard Madden?
Guy?
Yeah.
Which sounds like a sports figure. Yeah. Richard Madden.
John Reed is the character's name. It was Honky Cat, that song. Where they're like,
Because it starts in like the restaurant, right? But then like at a certain point, they're just going left to right and like through different locations, but it's clear it's all in the same stage.
Yeah, and he's like buying stuff and he like does some cocaine.
I love that one take.
Yeah.
It's such a simple move because it was more about the set dressing and the choreography. Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
Man, they should have kept that in. I'm so bummed now.
After this, like, look it up. It's just like Saturday Night's All Right, fighting long or extended.
I thought the kid that they got to play him was pretty good.
When they show like the side by sides at the end,
Like,
it's crazy how much.
It's funny, not only like pretty photorealistic, which you don't really know at that point.
Yeah,
like, it's just like it's a kid who looks vaguely like what I believe what him the to other grow kids up look to like. But the fact that he's like. Pretty much one to one.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was like
and
the same.
And sings pretty well. Presumably that's his voice.
Yeah, I assume.
I mean, Taron does his own singing, which I think was really one of the most impressive parts of the movie.
It was. I remember when I first heard about it, and I was like, well, I'd rather just like kind of, because like I had just seen Bohemian Rhapsody or something. I don't know.
And that's all just.
It's all
actually Freddie Mercury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like I enjoyed that because I mean. Freddie Mercury has like a like unique voice.
I'd argue Elton John does too.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he does.
Yeah.
But like going into it, I was like, all right, we're gonna have to hear like Taron Egerton sing like this whole time. I'd rather just hear Elton John sing. But then like I've been listening to Taryn sing too. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'll go back and forth sometimes. Like,
it's so intimidating to make one of these movies because I remember this being a thing. I prefer when they actually sing.
Me too. Just, now
it, yeah. it's just better in general from like a filmmaking standpoint. Yeah. Because I think you actually, you empathize and you engage with it more than if you're hearing Definitely. A recording. Because your brain knows the difference. That was like a huge thing. I really like Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash one with Joaquin Phoenix. I've never Phoenix. Seen
it, but
I'm... And Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, who plays June Carter Cash. They both do their own singing oh, they do? On it. And that was kind of controversial because he sounds really good. And I believe he sounds really good, but it's... especially Johnny Cash's voice, so hard to capture.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he did all these like voice similar to Bradley Cooper, all this stuff to like lower his voice mm-hmm. and all that. And it's just different, but like I engage with it so much, and I kind of like the versions that they do.
Yeah.
But this was almost not even like a different version of the song. Like some of them sounded one to one.
Yeah. And Elton John, I was reading something. Elton John told Taryn not to copy him, and like just he was like, do what you think is best for the like character.
Wow.
But like, it's just
I'd love to hear if that really is like if he just started singing.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Taryn has been a big fan of Elton John for okay. a while.
Well, like, he voiced the character from Sing, which yeah. is an animated movie, and he sings Elton John's song I'm yeah. Still Standing in it. Mm-hmm. And that I had seen that like a couple years ago.
Is that
ago.
What got him the part?
I think
that and that this I think Kingsman, one of the Kingsmen, mm-hmm. I haven't seen that, but Elton John's in it and like yeah.
What? That has to be the second one.
I think it's the second one.
Because that's the only one I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it, but I think I watched the clip. Elton John's like in it and like does like a fight scene.
Why the fuck is Elton John in Kingsman the Golden Circle?
I haven't seen it.
What is he doing? That should have been in the end of the movie. Like Elton was sober for 28 years.
And then he did Kingsman.
He stopped touring, like taking time off touring to be with his family. And then he made Kingsman the Golden Circle.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen those movies, but I know that he was in it and he does a fight scene in like a big like costume to one of the songs.
Weird.
Yeah.
Now I gotta see that movie. The yeah. reviews weren't good, so I was like, oh, I'll skip it.
Yeah.
I gotta see that now. Interesting.
But yeah, so I guess they met on that set.
He's like, and you kind of look like me. Can you sing? Yeah, you kind of sound like me.
Yeah. There was a lot of this movie's been in development for a while apparently.
Hmm.
And I was just looking up some like facts beforehand, and apparently some of the other actors that were like gonna be Elton John
oh boy.
Were Tom Hardy was one of them.
Really?
Yep. And Justin Timberlake was the other one that I heard that Elton John was like, I want him.
I'm glad they
yeah.
did. Yeah, no, Taryn was...
Tom Hardy wouldn't look like him. I feel like Tom Hardy could not sing to save his life. We just watched Bronson last week,
mm-hmm.
which Tom Hardy plays like this gruff... I mean, Tom Hardy kind of sounds the same in every yeah. movie. Like, he's got cotton in his... Like, his teeth are made out of cotton. Like, yes. he's just like... Blah, 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 blah. Like, he can't speak at all.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Justin Timberlake different. Is just like a musical star.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't look or sound at all like Elton John.
Yeah.
But I guess then Elton was on Kingsman and was like, whoa. I like you.
I think Taryn. They saw the singing gorilla.
Yeah.
From Sing.
let's go with that.
Yeah.
Sing, not to put it down, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I really
enjoyed
it.
I think I've seen parts of it at least.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's about like a talent competition. So they all like mm-hmm. have different talents so they can raise money to save the theater.
Sounds like they all have the same talent though.
They don't.
Don't they all sing?
I don't think all of them sing. They do like other things. Like there's a mouse that does. He's like Seth MacFarlane is yeah. the mouse.
He does like the mouse swings sing a lot. At all?
Yeah, he does.
So they all have the same
I think
talent.
They might all sing. No, they play instruments too.
But they're
all
while
animals
playing instruments.
I don't know.
Taryn's a gorilla.
Really sounds like that.
Yeah, Taryn's a gorilla. Yeah. And his dad's in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his dad breaks out so we can see him.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Cool.
It sounds great. Very weird. It's a very weird pitch, but
does yeah. Taryn the Elton John gorilla play an instrument?
I don't remember.
The
probably piano.
Piano.
Okay, so it sounds like they have two talents. They're also yes. animals, so yes. like that's.
I think everyone's an animal.
Yeah.
Every person's an animal. Okay, interesting.
Yes. Anyway, Rocket
Man. It's an endorsement for Sing. So yeah, back to Rocket Man.
Yeah. Did you guys have a favorite song?
Oh.
I was trying to think about that while I was watching. I was like, I like this song. I like this one.
They're also different.
They are.
So here's another thing about musical biopics. They always have to do the music. This one does it like a musical, which makes so much sense. Why don't they all do them like a musical?
Exactly. I think that's amazing. What I'm so fuck? Glad that it's like a musical.
Yes.
And I want to see the sets also.
Yeah.
Like especially from the song that we were just talking about. Like mm-hmm. how much of that is green screen and how much of it is actual set. Really, the entire thing. How much? I want to know what the set looks like.
It's crazy.
Insane.
It's weird because I'm torn. Some of them I like the musical... It's hard to separate also my love of the song going into. So, like, Tiny Dancer is one of my favorite. I think Rocket Man is my favorite Elton John song.
Yeah.
And I do really like the sequence, although it wasn't my favorite of, like, the musical parts. Mm-hmm. But I can't really say that about Tiny Dancer either. It might be Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, just because of how elaborate it was.
Go ahead. Okay. No. Go first.
I probably have... It's probably like a tie of three. I know it's a cheating answer, but probably Saturday Night, and then Your Song I really like, and then the last one, I'm Still Standing. It just felt like that was just so like powerful and like,
What song is he playing when he starts floating?
Oh, Crocodile Rock. That is also
that actually might be my favorite. Yeah,
I forgot about that one for a second, but
also I looked up after watching the movie so many times. I looked up so much behind the scenes because I wanted to know about the set. And in that scene when they're all, like, the audience is floating, that was all practical. Mm-hmm. Like, all of those people in the audience were attached to harnesses. Wires. And they, like, including Elton John, including Taron Egerton.
Wow.
And during that scene and dropped. That, it was
because
so
there's
cool.
I think it's, like, there's a shot of it in the movie. There's, like, a picture of, like, Elton John actually like jumping up
from
like
the
that.
Newspaper.
Really?
Yeah. So then they just replicated that, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where it's like, again, why the musical performance stuff makes so much sense in this. I'd never seen a movie about like a huge, like top of the world musician really capture what the feeling of what it must be like to perform in front of that many people or just to perform and be like on the top of the world in that scene.
Yes.
And that like the floating, the way that the song sort of changes and flows.
I love like the way he like comes out, he's just like so shy, he's like, hey, like hey, what's up? He's like going all slow and then suddenly he's like he's like going crazy fast and it's just
everybody gets so hype.
It's great.
I love music or movies about music, and that was just like something I'd never seen captured. It was probably the most engaged I was in the movie too. I really loved the movie. The stuff I hated about the movie was the musical biopic stuff, which it just gets on my nerves when he's got to say I'm Elton John for the first time.
Oh yeah,
it just goes through the beats. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when I referenced Walk the Line, where I love Walk the Line, and then every musical biopic had to be Walk the Line, the same structure.
I should watch that.
And that stuff just takes me out of it. Unfortunately, and helped, and it harmed parts of the movie that I think would have really worked for me if it hadn't been preceded or just totally bookend by.
So, like, which parts did you not like?
Just the stuff where it was like explaining the like, band. It's just the explaining, like if it has the like the forethought to do the musical stuff differently. I just wish it could have told the story in a more engaging way of like how he, like we know he becomes super famous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like each one of these movies tells us the story like we don't think we know how it ends. I don't know. Okay, that's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how else he would tell the story because
I don't know. I was trying to think.
Musician has a hard life, gets really famous, has more struggles, gets out of it, is super famous and successful and they make a movie about him.
Or they die.
It's one of two endings. Yes. Yeah.
That's why I like one of like the producers like, and you're gonna get famous and just don't die from drugs. I like that line.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you end it sooner. Maybe it's about something else because it's sort of like just like a story of his life. So maybe it's more about the music and the life is incorporated through, especially because of like I love the relationship with him and his friend who does the song, right?
Bernie,
stuff like that. I didn't know that about the history too.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that he wrote
and he's the guy who went up and won the Oscar with him.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment, but I did not know what was going on. Yeah. I hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, this guy, bald guy. Probably involved in it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just the stuff that takes me out of it.
No, I understand. Like, I'm trying to think of like examples of that. We talk about like when he's like saying what his name is, and he like looks at like the picture of like the Beatles, and he's like,
yeah,
Elton John.
Yeah, that's a
that part is apparently fake also.
Yeah, it also just seems fake. I do not believe that in the slightest.
No.
And it's like,
well, I think that, I mean, when I search it on Google, it's like it's something biography / like fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So like all the aspects like that, I just like, I see it's Elton John just looking back on his life, and you exaggerate like all parts of your life, especially in your memories. And so I don't know, that's how I saw the movie. And so even the parts where it's like kind of like awkwardly like, oh, this kind of didn't happen, but we're going to make it look cool, I didn't mind, honestly. Yeah. Because it felt like a, like, I don't know, I think that goes along with my love of musicals and the fantastical aspects of it.
And this is kind of just like Elton John telling his story.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the alcoholics mm-hmm. AA meeting.
I like that structure a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that it literally is like, oh, I had a hard childhood, and then just goes, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I see where this is going.
It was, it's like a very common thing, but
I like it better towards the end of the movie, especially when like the people in his life start to
yeah,
show up.
And, yeah, I like that a lot.
And I don't know how else you introduce that setting without it being so yeah. awkward to just be like, yeah. I yeah. like the opening where he's walking in. I thought that was really
good. Cool. Yeah.
Because it really throws you off guard.
It's just like, whoa, all right, here we go.
Something different's going to
happen. And then the kids singing Bitches Back.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. Like that. Yeah.
I like that scene, especially like the selective color that they use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
only like him and Taryn that are in color until his mom starts talking. Oh, I want to talk about his mom. I can't remember
Bryce
what her
name is. Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Yes. I really enjoyed her in this yes. movie.
Except for the old age makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's because she's only 8 years older than Taryn Egerton.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I love
maybe her it's the character. Way they did.
Like, I think she does such an amazing job of playing that mother. And one of my favorite parts is when she's in the kitchen and she had like just been looking at the magazine, and she like goes to leave, and she just like does the kisses like mm-hmm. like right near his face, and like that's one of my favorite parts of her specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's such a great character note to add.
Yeah, it's I like her. She's like at the end, like I'm like, oh, you're the worst.
Yeah, but when she's at the dinner
she's
table,
like,
and
I wish
she's
I
like,
never had kids. I'm like, oh my ooh. God.
Yeah, and
she's
like,
pretty great up until then. Well, yeah. not like amazing, well, but yeah. like. Better than she's, most.
Yeah.
yeah. Better than the dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the scene where he goes back to his oh my dad God. Is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. I noticed it on this rewatch that, like, because in the beginning, he's like, when he's a little kid, he, like, picks up the record.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you think of this one, dad, or whatever?
Touch my
and he's like, don't touch my records. But then when he, like, goes back there, he like, to his, like, new son, he's like, go get the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, it's just something that Taryn does. He's just like you know, it's not even like a big thing. He's just like, oh my God, like I wish I.
It's
could.
One of those things. I noticed that too, and I was like, ooh, I really like that because I'm not sure who to root for.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, the dad's learned in a way, and like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
not as harsh. But I'm at the same time I'm like, no, like
poor,
you,
poor Elton.
No,
yell at him. You got to yell at these kids.
I feel like he also hasn't learned because then he asks him to sign the record, and he's yeah, like, no,
and
to my friend.
He's learned very superficially,
and then he yeah. doesn't give Elton a hug. At the end.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have given Elton a hug,
then
that would have
like,
been like,
okay.
all right. But then he says bye and then gives his new sons a hug,
mm-hmm.
like, picks him up as Elton just cries in the car. And I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least he gets a hug his younger self. Like, that's
good. Yeah, like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't all get that luxury.
No. Elton John.
It's great that Elton, I'm sure that was real, right?
Yeah.
Did you look that one?
I'm sure with enough drugs.
Yeah, he probably at one point did hug him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the other, and again, which is why I think they could have done a version where it just works. Musicals, I draw the line, and my distinction of a musical I like versus a musical I don't like is usually how they introduced the songs. And I like how organic it is in this movie. It just happens, where I would relate that more to like a La La Land, where it just happens. It's almost part of the plot in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Versus people loved Greatest Showman. And I did not, because it's two movies. It's the story of, what is it? Barnum Bailey?
Jackman.
It's the story of Hugh Jackman. And it's song, music videos.
Yeah.
Vaguely about the plot starring Hugh Jackman, and those movies are fighting each other. And when I'm in the story of Hugh Jackman, I'm like, oh, I kind of like this movie. And then there's a song, I'm like, I don't want a song. And then by the time the song is over, I'm like, that song is all right. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back to this movie.
I watched that on the plane coming back from New Zealand, so I don't remember it that much. But
did Alex also watch?
I don't know, he's
you didn't watch it. He's shaking his head. I liked that. Was perfect for me because I can't see him at all until you turn. Now I could perfectly get the eye line there.
I had read that people were not upset, I guess, but that the songs weren't in the exact order that they had come out. They like rearranged them.
Oh yeah.
But they rearranged them to fit the story better.
I like that.
Yeah, they're like actually resonate emotionally with what's happening in his life.
Like people were saying like I'm Still Standing came out like before he even went to rehab or something. And they were like, it doesn't matter.
It's such a powerful moment in the in the movie because he's just beaten up. Like I was watching the end of it with my girlfriend today and I was like the All Is Lost chapter of this is just like, it just, I don't know when it ends. It just keeps going. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
I also don't think that he played like a studio quality version of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting when he was a little kid.
No, exactly.
In a bar. I have a feeling that scene didn't happen. Yes. But I don't know. I really like the transition. And that's, it's not the first time we see him, because we see him obviously in the rehab opening, but I don't know. It feels like the first time we're introduced to him when it suddenly switches to him in the carnival. I don't know. Maybe, I guess it's the first time we hear him sing, is it?
Well.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, he sings A Bitch Is Back.
He starts.
He's like, because like the person's like, what were you like as a child, Elton? And he's like.
And then they're both in that.
And then they're both singing that.
I guess I just remember the kid more. Because I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
The kid's like doing stuff.
The kid's funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of not going off topic, but the cabin that they go to is an amazing set.
Is that the Tiny Dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just so, and I also wanted to make a point of, I loved the, I guess it was choreography and also blocking and the camera movement that they used a lot was like when he's going down like hallways or like in like a straight line, he'll turn and then the camera will be from the, coming from the other side. And I thought that was a bit, I loved that way of not just having like a straight shot down the hallway. It was still engaging and he was doing other stuff as he was like walking around and they used that a lot and I didn't even mind it.
It's also a very toned down sequence, which I thought was like a nice breather.
Yeah.
It like really made you appreciate the song.
Because it went from Crocodile Rock to Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
And he's just like Crocodile Rock's like everyone's rocking out and floating.
And that's one of the first, like there's obviously big like choreographed musical sequences, but that's the first one that starts doing like the like weird blend where it's like really playing with the format and it's like surreal in a way. I don't know. And I liked just being able to like sit with the song and with him emotionally because what he's going through. I wasn't distracted. Yeah, it wasn't like showy and like could have been way bigger because usually like Tiny Dancer could be really big when it really hits the chorus.
Exactly.
And the fact that it's kind of
blind. It's just kind of like you feel the emotion, like you feel just kind of like alone and it's just like wandering through and like all that stuff.
Yeah. I usually think of it as almost like a ballad and it was almost
Somber. Like normally you do. Yeah,
somber love song there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And and the set dressing. Did they build the cabin or
I don't know.
I wanna know.
It's supposed to be what was it, Mama Cass's?
Yeah.
Mama and the Papas.
Like there's there's a party of Mama Cass's.
Two 2019 movies that have shots of recreated Hollywood that both feature Mama Cass in them. Rocket Man and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow.
Saying it's a great year for that era.
Yes,
Hollywood being recreated. Although this one was definitely CGI, the Hollywood stuff that we see.
They had
to use billboard like for the billboards and stuff like that.
Like you mean when he was like driving through?
Yeah,
I actually just saw that it was like reused footage from, I remember what it was. It wasn't, it was like footage they found of like that time period that they used or something like that. I could be wrong, but I think that's what I just was reading before.
Oh, I kind of like that versus usually they just like the car and like him would be on a green screen and make some extras. And then like all the background and all the signs and even some of the cars are CGI.
Mm-hmm.
It just rarely works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Oscar winner production design. What other musical number? I feel like I'm forgetting another big musical number. Crocodile Rock, Tiny Dancer.
Pinball Wizard was a big one.
Oh, yeah. the one where you're spinning.
Yeah, that was so cool. I like that one. Because I was like, that looks like Elton John.
It
does.
Especially when it's changing the like
when
the
it's like spinning around.
You're watching him age too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Impressive makeup for him. Wish it extended to some of the other characters.
Yeah.
Do you think they just like put him on a turntable and then on green screen?
That's what I would assume.
It's well blended, which it's hard to green screen motion blur.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because you kind of have to match the same amount of motion blur for the backgrounds, which is, I mean, they could probably use a motorized.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not expecting you.
No,
I don't mean for that to come off as like, tell me the science.
Oh, let me just explain everything to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you know. Yeah,
I know.
It's a very beautiful movie, though.
It is.
It is.
One of the other, I guess, musical numbers were that I liked were Benny and the Jets and the transition. I mean, I felt like the whole, like, there was never like a too dramatic of a cut. Like, everything kind of blended together and, like, went into each section. Like, when he wakes up from that, like, whole party part and, like, perfectly blends into his house and he's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Or, like, I forget exactly where it is in the movie, but he has, it's like a close-up of his face, and then it he has a tear like running down his face, and then it morphs into the glasses when he's
it's towards the end, like AA his glasses meeting. Are like this or something, and then they morph into like the heart shape
that he glasses has that he's end. In the
that's really cool.
It's a cool effect. But, do you like the club remix of Benny and the Jets?
It was a little weird.
Yeah,
I like
the scene though.
Yeah
I think if I'm going to listen to Benny and Jets, I'll listen to the real version.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but like I like most of the other songs. Like, not more, but like...
Oh, I see.
I'm saying
you
like...
You would listen to them on their own as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you kind of skip the Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, but like Benny and Jets is probably one of my favorite Elton John songs. Yeah. So, like, yeah. But also, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because then Jamie Bell sings in that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
The dinner scene.
And like his outfit in that... is inspired by Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He has like a big fur coat for like the lion. He has ruby red boots. He has like a silver shirt for the Tin Man and then like a straw hat.
Okay. I guess it's all these different pieces, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice either. I think my girlfriend pointed that
to
me.
Super okay. Cool.
And then it's also in like this little book I have. I should have brought.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an audio podcast. Yeah,
exactly. Right? So.
Now we have shared picture stuff. Like, that's with right. Seth, we had stuff.
So we had visual references there.
Yeah.
Now, I like when the other people got to sing, too, because he sings, and then is it in Honky Cat when the producer?
Yeah. John Reed, Richard Madden.
Yeah, I was going to say John Madden. When John Madden sings in the Honky Cat scene, I love it.
It just made me spit all over.
I know. I was hoping you did.
Yep.
Except...
all over your computer.
Oh, no, I would not have been upset then. It would not have been worth it.
Nope.
Oh, it's like, oh, cool, they can sing too. They're not exactly. Just because they're good actors.
Yeah.
And they kind of look like the real figures.
Yeah.
They
are. The guy that Richard Madden was playing, John Reed. John Madden.
John Madden.
He's Stark brother. What? Yeah, he is.
Or Snow brother.
Something. I haven't watched all of Game of Thrones.
He's a Stark, right? Yes, correct. I'm getting the thumbs up from I'm getting the green light.
But
the
he, that same character was in Bohemian Rhapsody.
What?
Played by another person from Game of Thrones.
Wait, that producer exists in the world.
He's real life. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, John Reed. No. Yeah.
Richard Madden.
John Reed, yeah.
John Madden.
I said Richard Reed.
Richard Reed and John Madden.
That's Mr. Fantastic.
Oh my god. So these two people, if these swap their names, are also two other real people. That's cool.
It's crazy.
But he was a producer. Was he Queen's producer as well?
Yeah.
Was that before or after Elton John?
I think it was around, maybe, I don't know. I don't know the timeline.
Did he suck in that too?
Yeah, he was the worst.
What the heck?
This guy sucked.
Either Elton John or Queen.
I think this guy is still alive too.
Oh man.
Look him up.
John Madden, hang on.
No, not John Madden, John Reed.
Oh, yeah, he is still alive. He's a sports guy.
I wonder how he feels about these movies.
John Madden. Oh, I really like the movie. I don't know. I can't do a Madden impression. John Reed. That's an, wait, who am I looking up?
John Reed.
John Reed.
Oh my goodness, Patrick.
Did I spell it differently? Because it came up with American journalist born in 1887.
Like J-O-H-N-R-E-I-D, I think his name is. That might not be his name. Or
oh, wait, up, here we go. Here we go. Richard John Madden's. Reed. I was just spelling it differently.
Okay.
Talent manager. John Reed is a former music manager widely known for managing the British rock band Queen, as well as being the manager and former lover of singer Elton John. Yeah, he's 70.
Yeah.
Wow.
He probably loves both of these movies.
Probably. He probably loves them. But yeah, he was played by someone from Game of Thrones and Bohemian Rhapsody, too.
I gotta look that up now. Oh, he was arrested for assault at one point, too. Cool.
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, goodness.
I know the guy's name. I just can't think of it.
Good casting, because it didn't feel like... Again, that's another thing that musical biopics do, is it's like stunt casting a lot of times, and it's like, it doesn't look believable.
I love the casting.
That's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believed everyone.
They're good and they're believable.
Mm-hmm.
It's John Reed I'm looking for, right?
Yes. John.
Is it... Yeah, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Who's in Game of Thrones? Aiden Gillen. Littlefinger. He's a Littlefinger in Game of Thrones.
Littlefinger, that's his name.
So he's like the Littlefinger of the music industry, too.
Yeah, exactly. But,
Mike Myers is in Bohemian Rhapsody? What the heck?
He is?
Yeah, he plays Ray Foster in Bohemian Rhapsody. Interesting.
Huh.
Mike Myers is in Inglourious Basterds, too, so like he just kind of pops up. He's Mike Myers. Do you know Do you know Mike Myers is in Wayne's World?
I did. I did know that.
He's in everything.
It's crazy.
It's weird. Anyway, back to Rocket Man.
Back to Elton John.
Back to the Elton John movie. So we were naming the musical numbers.
Yes.
Like how we like them. So we had gotten the Pinball Wizard, the spinning thing, and then it goes into Rocket Man's after, like pretty much right after that, because it's like that pretty whole much, downward spiral section.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna kill myself now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And jump into the pool.
Yeah.
I liked the "Don't Go Breaking My Heart"
stuff. Oh yeah, that was real short, but it was like
It's mainly because I just love that song too. Just kind of play most of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that goes like right into like Honky Cat, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it does. Because that's when he comes back.
Yeah.
These last three go pretty much, because Pinball goes pretty much into Rocket Man, because you had the pool suicide, and that goes almost instantly into like the Benny and the Jets stuff.
Right? Yeah, because he's like on drugs and he's like, "Hello, Australia."
Yeah.
Or New York or
he
something.
Comes out in the, who is he dressed up as?
Like Queen?
Looks like a Queen. Yeah. But I didn't know, like, I didn't want to butcher it and say the Queen.
Some Queen.
I would assume so. Or like a historic Queen. I really like the Dodgers stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like how he's like so like just out of it. Like,
and then he puts it on. And that was the big part in the trailer too, because that was like what ended the trailer was him doing the...
Yeah. That happens for Pinball Wizard too, kind of. He like gets into a kind of fight with like Bernie.
Oh yeah, he does.
And he's like, people don't pay to see Reginald Dwight. They pay to see Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he has to just start.
And then he's like so mad, and he like goes into like...
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, he does say sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
he
does.
He's like, I know. But he just saw, what is it? Is it John Reed?
John
Madden.
John, stop saying that. John
like
Reed.
Flirting with like somebody else, and then he got pissed off.
It's so an open tab that I keep clicking to of John Madden. John
That's
Reed.
That's all I'm going to think of when I watch this movie.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin it. I hope that makes it better for you.
Yeah, it will. It will.
The something else I was going to say about the Dodgers scene. It's cool.
It is. That's like he like gets up there, hits the baseball, and then turns into a Rocket Man.
He does literally.
I was just about to say that. Yes. That's the one thing I don't like about this movie, where he literally just turns into a rocket. Like I like the thought behind it, where like he gets into the airplane and his like hair is smoking a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that part, but the weird visual effects, like him shooting off,
it was
took me out of the movie every time. Yeah.
But like also, I guess he's not. Really, I guess he's still on drugs.
I guess he's not really a rocket. So I guess it's kind of bad that that happens.
No, I guess he like just got his stomach pumped. So I guess he's not that much on drugs, but maybe he is. I don't know.
I have a feeling but he is.
He probably is.
Yeah.
Did he really hit the baseball in like?
Yeah, he hit it every time they did it. He like jumps up there and like hits it.
That is insane. Yeah, that's so cool.
And all that crowd is CGI.
I believe that.
Yeah,
and that's like. Bohemian Rhapsody did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm curious now to like look what parts of Bohemian Rhapsody Dexter Fletcher did.
Me too.
I wonder if there's if people have done now that it's out have like a separate cut where you can watch just the scenes that he did and just the scenes that Bryan Singer did and compare the two.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm curious if he does more musical movies.
Dexter Fletcher.
No, Elton John. No, Bryan Singer. I'm curious if Bryan Singer does any more. Like,
I'm sure he will.
Movies. Yeah,
sure he will.
It really seems in his wheelhouse.
Yes. Yeah.
His career could use it.
So over the past year and a half, 2 years, something, my voice is cracked. I'm a little sick. I don't know if I said that in the beginning. But there's been like 4 music movies about like kind of like they've all been different. But like Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Yesterday for the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Bruce Springsteen one. I didn't see the Bruce Springsteen
Blinded
one.
By the Light.
Yeah.
See, I put those in 2 separate categories because Bohemian and Rocket Man are like the biopic.
They are.
And then Yesterday and Blinded by they're like the little fantasy.
Yeah, they are.
I didn't see either, and they both looked bad.
Did you see Yesterday?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
What did you think of it?
No, I'm not. You say it.
All right, let's do it at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I think it's a joke.
I enjoyed it.
Oh.
Parts of it.
That's why you didn't go.
I saw the trailer.
But I agree.
And there's a joke in the trailer where it's Ed Sheeran and
he's
like, what if Hey Dude
was Hey Dude?
And I felt that that movie, like somebody came up with that joke and they were like, what if there's an entire movie based off of this joke? And then they made it and it's Yesterday. That's why I didn't
That was exactly what I thought and why I didn't see it.
Out of the 3.
I was so mad the entire time.
Yeah. Out of the 3 movies that I saw, like the Yesterday, Rocket Man, and Bohemian Rhapsody, Yesterday, I enjoyed all of them.
Yeah.
Like even Bohemian Rhapsody and Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. But
you're off the show.
All right. Bye, guys. But Yesterday would probably be at the bottom for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, the story was just so, like... It didn't make sense, like especially at the end, like they just come back and suddenly they're all together and then they're happy again, and then like the weird part with like the still living Beatle, like kind of I don't even know, that part was just weird.
Well, because if the Beatles weren't a thing, then John Lennon wasn't murdered.
Yeah,
I think that's.
And then he's just
spoiler
like
spoiler alert. But yeah.
I don't know. I was so mad at the movie. I think
it wasn't
I saw
my
it with
favorite
Jake,
movie, but
and I was pissed off the entire time. Yeah. I was like, Jake, what? How, this doesn't make sense. He's like, shut up, just watch the movie.
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan, but like I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a little searching just to clarify some stuff that we talked about. You're right. The exterior footage of early 70s LA was stock 35mm footage that was digitally cleaned up.
Yes,
that's cool.
Then what was the other? I was looking up because in the credits when it shows like little clips and then it freeze frames and then it shows the actual pictures of Elton. I was like, ooh, that's cool because it like, and I believe those are all real things that he wore and some of them are very famous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, were any of those actual
like the actual ones? No, yeah. I think they made them all.
Okay. Mm. I didn't think the whole costume, but like maybe some of the glasses or something like that.
I don't think so. I think they made all of them.
That would make sense, but
I think I read somewhere where he had like Taron wore like 55 different glasses.
53. You're close. That was close. Impressive. And then that was the other thing I was going to mention, the I'm Still Standing music video. I couldn't tell in some parts if it was shot like the video, but it says that it was actually they just replaced.
They just replaced. I watched this side by side and I was like,
it's the same.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that guy's there. It's the same.
It seems like it'd be so much harder than just going to the beach and getting people that vaguely look like the background people.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
But also, I feel like that style of dance, too, and, like, music video is so, not outdated, but, like, different than, like, what our style is. So I feel like trying to recreate that might be harder than we anticipated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love...
Like, it's so distinct.
Yeah. I love the part where he's, like, walking down the hallway after he's, like, in the I'm Still Standing, like, suit. Yeah. And he just, like, goes like this, and, like, the cane just comes and, like, flies into his hand. I was just like, I don't know why I love that much.
I don't know why I like the freeze frame ending. I don't usually like freeze frame endings for anything. I really like the one that they
What's it of?
It's of him just smiling and he's got the hat and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I thought it was like good for like the time. Like, I don't know, it felt like it fit. It didn't feel like out of place.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I really like this. I'm on IMDb trivia now. I'm scrolling through. 69 out of 265 people found this interesting. And this is an interesting fact, and I don't know if it's true or not, so I want to get your opinion. Film is named after the 1972 song of the same name.
No.
Any thoughts? No. I didn't think that's, so either. Bogus.
That's...
I hated that.
Yeah, me too. That was bad.
I love that somebody was on IMDb and was like, this needs to be on here. IMDb trivia, if anyone's bored and wants to know like 50% truths about a movie, go on IMDb trivia. So I think that's all the musical numbers now, because we've gotten through I'm Still Standing.
Oh, the...
The Yellow Brick Road.
Well, this is one that he gets married. We can't talk about his marriage at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so fast.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally in life, but also in the movie.
He gets married, and then the next scene, he's like, I'm sorry. And then it's over.
Feel bad for that actress. You were being cast as...
Yes. I think... Can you look up how long they were married? Because I feel like it was like a couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
It made it seem like it was like a month. And they're like,
no, I feel like... I think it was like... I want to say like 3 years, but I could be...
Yeah, really I feel wrong. Like it was a couple years.
3 years.
Yep.
Look at you.
Look at that.
Renate Blondel.
Yeah.
Oh, on Valentine's Day, 1984.
Oh, that's when they got married?
3 years, yeah.
Also, John Reed was at that wedding. And after, like...
That's weird.
Yeah. But, like, he was, like, in, like, the... He was... It was, like, Elton and Bernie, and then, like, her and him, like, John Reed. And, like, I was like, I thought you hated this guy.
I do.
Like, he's my manager, though.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to invite your manager to a wedding. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
It's just kind of a weird choice.
It is.
I'm scrolling back through. I feel like there was another like smaller one.
I think we were skipping around.
Yeah.
There was a couple of songs that were just like in the background.
Yeah, but I don't really count those.
Yeah, no.
Because they're not like being performed. Okay, dang.
I think there was Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did we talk about, was it My Life?
Hmm?
What? No, fuck, what's the one?
It's a Bon Jovi song.
No. Yeah, did we talk about the Bon Jovi song? Never mind. Cut that one out. No, I like the Bon Jovi joke. No, there's one I'm forgetting that he like plays for like 2 seconds in.
Oh, like in the studio?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like
No, it's at the end of, wait, is it your song?
Yeah, we didn't really talk about your song.
Oh, why didn't I say My Life? Yeah, no, I am.
Your song is the one where he plays in the house.
Yeah, and then he finishes it in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it is.
That's right. I'm thinking there are two separate songs.
I really like that song. Locations.
I like the song, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do also
I like the scene a lot.
Yeah, he's just like trying out the different things. And then like Bernie's upstairs shaving. He's like, I hear it. It's happening.
The magic.
Every time you say Bernie, I think of Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Once again, I am asking you to play Tiny Dancer.
To write this music.
To write this music. Yeah, that would be great. He shows up that scene at the end where like he's visiting him and
yeah, or whatever. It's like once again,
I've been asking you to write music to these lyrics. I love you, my brother.
Oh my god.
I do like the scene though when they first. I don't know if it's when they meet for the first time in the diner, mm-hmm. but they like sing and they with start each singing. Other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a pure scene.
The scene where they like go out and they're like drinking and they come back.
Oh, and they're stumbling and then they like kick the
yeah,
the cans. And there's like landlady girlfriend at the time.
Yeah,
he yells at him.
He's like, "Oh, come to bed." And he's like,
"You're gonna wake the whole neighborhood," and she screams.
Yeah.
And then you start to hear dogs barking only after she screams.
Only after I noticed that this time.
Yeah.
When I was watching. I was like, "Oh, it's like right after."
Right after she screamed. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Glad you pointed that out.
Yeah.
There are a couple other when he's a kid and he starts conducting the orchestra with and it's like the flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That was so cool.
That
was the Rocketman music.
Yeah,
they have the Rocketman music kind of throughout the entire thing.
That's like one of the first things that he starts playing too, which is kind of funny. It's like, really? I think he started at Rocketman.
Yeah.
That was the one part though that kind of pissed me off, that they shot the movie anamorphic, because I'm pretty sure that was in the conversation that was like, we gotta shine the flashlight in the lens so many times, it looks so cool. The other part is like towards the end of the movie, he's got the desk lamp on the piano and he turns it on and like it's shining right into the lens, like it's an impractical desk lamp just so we get the light streak across behind him.
I didn't even know this.
It's just the thing that I'm like,
yeah
of course, because it's it looks cinematic. Yeah,
I love it. I didn't know this,
but I like that. There is the other musical biopic-y thing is the one they've got to have the shot where he's looking in the mirror.
Yeah,
it's like all sad and he's like making.
He does the
smile.
Joker thing.
Yeah. He's doing the Joker thing, the I, Tonya thing. This is gonna be a joke that only a couple of listeners will get to Act 5.
No, I know. I was gonna say that.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
when I
cool.
saw it, I was like, wait.
I get it.
Yeah,
because
it came out right after.
Yeah.
Sad.
And only he's like doing that. All this, and he's like, all right, well, let me just take some. Cocaine.
Yeah. And then he like sticks his fingers in his mouth and makes himself smile.
Yeah.
I love that part. But that's all the music. And I don't really want to talk about any of the other non-musical scenes, because that in reflection, I'm like, I really just like the music. I mean, I like the movie, obviously. I'm not to discredit that. But.
Oh, I do like one. I guess this is kind of a musical scene, but when he goes to the audition for the first time and then she's like, oh, you didn't have anything to, you didn't bring anything. And he's like, well, I can play this for you. And then he plays exactly what he just heard, which is like one of the hardest pieces of music. And then he like stops right before she stops and she's like, oh shit, like this kid is
like,
good.
Why'd you stop? Like, that's where you got to. But apparently that's like a real thing that like he did as a kid. Like, really? He could just hear things.
I believe that. And his musical ability, especially to be able to create music for just lyrics.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. And to not be just kind of copying melodies.
I'm seeing him in April, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Taron or no?
Yeah, going to a Taron Egerton concert.
Yeah, nice. Cool. No. They just play the movie.
Yeah.
Where is he playing?
New York.
Ooh.
Where in New York?
In Long Island, I think.
Where in Long Island?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What seat are you in?
32B.
Oh man, I have 33. Wow.
It's crazy.
33A though. So it's going to be a random person. Other side?
I don't know how seats work.
Oh, okay.
I've only been to like 3 concerts.
Oh, nice.
And
who were they?
Two of them were Bon Jovi.
Oh, so you knew My Life was his song immediately. You're like, wow.
It's My Life. Come on.
It's My Life.
It's My Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the third concert?
Thomas Rhett.
He's a country singer.
Yeah,
he played at the Great Frederick Fair.
Oh, did he?
The
These were all with my girlfriend and her family.
Where did you see Thomas Rhett?
Somewhere in Maryland.
Maybe a stadium.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it was somewhere in Maryland. It wasn't like a giant thing.
So Elton John's a pretty big step up for you. Other than Bon Jovi. Not to discredit.
No, Bon Jovi was pretty cool. Yeah.
Twice. Yeah. Good enough to see twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my girlfriend's family, big fans.
Better first or second time?
Second.
Mm. Interesting. Because you knew what you were expecting? Or?
Yeah, well, first time, our second time, our seats were better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Interesting. This has been the John Bon Jovi podcast.
Yes, with John.
With John. Wow. Yeah. I was referring to John Bon Jovi, yes. But then I was like, ooh, the John, Bon Jovi.
The John, comma, yeah.
The whatever. John Madden Bon Jovi oh, God. Podcast. Gosh.
John Madden, John Bovi. Bon Jovi. Messed that one up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Great. Right, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't really have any other notes.
This feels like an awkward way to wrap up.
It does.
Is there anything else you want to say about Elton John? Because I feel like we've talked a lot about how his life is portrayed.
So I just really like his life, seeing his life and all the struggles and everything, how it was portrayed and how he's getting beaten up and everything pretty much, and how his life sucked, even though he was.
You
like,
liked seeing that?
Yeah, like
beat him up.
I enjoyed that, and then I felt like the ending with I'm Still Standing, it was very, like, earned we got to it, and he was, like, happy again. I felt like that was a good wrap-up conclusion, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really takes you through an emotional journey rather than just, like, oh, here are just parts of his life.
Yes.
It kind of puts you in there with him, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think having the music play sort of out of chronological sequence really helps that. Mm-hmm. If it was just about, I made this song at this point, and
exactly. I made this song,
it would have not had that same resonance.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like it being like a musical fantasy type of thing better than like Bohemian Rhapsody, which was just...
Is that literally just the history of Queen?
It's like, all right, here's this song. La 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 la.
They play him in chronological order too.
I don't remember if it was chronological order or not, but I remember it was just like one concert to the next, and like
I want to see that. I could read that and
like the ending of Bohemian Rhapsody. I think is really cool.
Okay,
like the whole Live Aid section because they like.
I wonder if Dexter Fletcher did that part.
He might have. I don't know. But it was like a recreation of the actual concert.
That's cool.
So that was really cool, but. I think, like, I've just looked up the ending of Bohemian Rhapsody and watched that before, but I would sit down and watch Rocket Man
any
day.
It feels like a movie you have to watch all the way through. As much as I want to go home and watch some of the songs on their own, I kind of want to watch it with the whole flow.
Yeah. Definitely look up the Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, the extended cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if there's like a version. I wish they released a version of the movie that had that in it too. Mm-hmm.
I'm also curious if there's any more scenes that were like extended, like
they cut.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would surprise me because if you're filming so much of like one song,
there's a weird edit in like watching the movie version. It's kind of weirdly edited after watching the real version because like at one point. When like the person screams like fight or something like that, it like starts like really zoomed in on someone and like zooms out and like gets like someone gets like punched in the face, but like
there's a lot of like
it's like a digital
there's a lot of digital camera moves too. It feels like just to make it more fluid, almost like a stabilization.
Yeah,
I forgive it just because of the ambitiousness of what they're doing.
I didn't notice it when I was first watching it, but.
I figured that was because a lot of it was CGI, just the setting, and they were cutting between two different. But the fact that you say it's pretty much all one,
set. And like I've seen behind the scenes of that thing, and it looked like it was like a practical set, But I'm sure some of it was CG, but
But so the camera stuff is kind of confusing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then sometimes the way you use certain like. Camera stabilization like booms and stuff like that, it can feel like robotic and weird, so I don't know how much of that was playing into it, especially when you're doing these really fancy like unrealistic moves.
But definitely go look up the extended version.
It certainly will.
Yeah,
it was great. What a perfect pick.
Yeah,
gotta do a superhero movie next.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Elton John was kind of the superhero of music.
Of music, yeah.
What a corny title. I don't think you would like that.
Nope.
No.
I'm so glad that you brought this movie to us because I wanted to talk about it for a while because I actually saw it like six times in theaters because I saw it for the first time and I was like, oh my God.
You saw it six times in theaters?
Yeah. I did.
Or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Booksmart.
Well, I mean, Booksmart and. Rocketman came out around the same time, so I was just like in the mood to go to the theater a lot.
Did you ever go to see both of them the same day?
I think I did once.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's how I saw it twice, like so many times. And then I, like, the same thing happened with Booksmart. I just kept talking about it because I was like, how have more people not seen this. This is an incredible movie.
I have
movie.
Not seen Booksmart.
Ah!
Maybe I should watch it.
It's on Hulu.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It is.
You should. It's really good. I didn't see it 6 times, but I still can say it's great, worth your time.
I've seen it over 10 times now that it's been
on
Hulu.
Oh, my God.
It's just a great movie.
How many times did you see Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
Just once.
Yeah.
Upon a time.
Oh, my God.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Got to give
great
save. The narrator might be out soon on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like and I heard
maybe
you were working
tomorrow
on
or yeah, and I've been
feature script.
Yeah, I finished like the 4th or 5th draft.
Whoa.
Nice.
Of the feature.
How
length.
Hard was it? Did you have like a feature length idea in mind?
No, not when I was writing the.
Wow.
Like I kind of expand. My first draft, I tried to expand on the. What was in the like short for my film 3, and then that just was not working.
Yeah.
So I completely scrapped that and
blew it up.
Added more narrators and
whoa,
oh, that's
some evil
cool.
ones now.
Whoa,
yeah, it's
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if I want to read it or see it or both.
Well, if both. You want to read it and give me some critique, I mean, I'm sure you're busy with film 3.
Oh, I can read it.
Okay, well, it's kind of long. I'm trying to cut it down.
How long is it?
It's like I've cut it down to like 120.
Oh, that's better than I
like
thought.
Oh yeah.
6.
I thought you were gonna say like 250.
No, no.
Like, oh my God.
I'm trying to get it to like 120, like a nice even 120.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a good length for a story like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Are you doing another any like other film work?
Me and Tyler are working on something. Yeah.
Nice. Look for that. He might be our guest soon. Exactly. I don't want to say next week because we've had some scheduling
conflicts,
but
yeah,
very soon we'll hear his side of this.
Yes, exactly.
And he's like, "What? I'm not.
He's
working
like,
on
I'm not worried.
Job. What
like,
is he? This guy's trying to piggyback on all my stuff. What the heck? No.
Ooh, yikes.
It's great. We gotta have you on again though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Superhero movie next time.
Boom. Committed.
All right.
One that I probably have not seen. I haven't seen a lot of superhero movies.
Which ones have you not seen?
She's snuck.
Basically all of them. Except probably, I don't even know if this counts, the Fantastic Four movie. That's the first one I can think of. Oh, no, I did see the Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And I've seen the one of Superman. Yeah, I've seen one Superman movie.
Nice. There's a
That's
lot of
it.
I'm kind
of
thinking maybe I just want to do like the first Spider-Man.
I've seen that one.
Oh.
I like
maybe,
that one.
Or maybe the second one. Or the third one. Just
we could do the whole
just
trilogy.
The whole thing?
The whole franchise.
Alex
through,
did,
amazing.
Alex did two Daddy's Homes.
Two Daddy Homes. Yeah.
Do three Spider-Man.
Yeah. No? Why not?
Sure.
Damn.
I'm not opposed to it.
Do a 3-hour podcast.
It would probably be pretty long.
Yeah. It's fine.
We'll come into that. Do you have a social media do you want to plug?
I mean, I don't really use social media that much. But I guess on Instagram, I'm John Kemmerer 1. It's not that hard.
Did someone have John Kemmerer just playing?
I'm
you're creating that, you're
one.
Like, I'm the first one, and people have to know
one.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love
now,
that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty much all I use, though. So.
Well, we also use Instagram.
We do.
I follow you guys.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thank you so
Can
much.
We follow you?
I don't know.
I hope so.
We should probably change that.
Yeah. I mean, at... Instagram and Twitter at Only Foreign Films, and now we have a Facebook and a website at the same
Only
title.
Onlyforeignfilms.weebly.com.
If somebody wants to pay for the domain, go ahead.
Yeah.
But right now we
I
don't
love
have
saying
that.
Weebly.com. I wish all websites were that way.
Yeah.
.co.uk is our next one. Weebly.co.uk is
that's,
if
yeah.
we had a UK site.
You can make one.
No. And I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on for us.
And as always, you can
get off.
Woo. You like that? Have you heard an episode all the way to the end?
I think so.
Okay. Your reaction was very
I don't
stunned,
I don't remember.
I don't know if I believe that.